Blog Talk Radio.
Big Brother is finally back!
If you like social psychology, if you enjoy entertainment, if you just like watching people be people in the weirdest place on earth,
Big Brother is just so big.
The house is bananas. The cast is incredible.
Thank you for joining the Big Brother Report. Get ready for Big Brother like never before. Brother ends on TV, we continue on. Hosted by Big Brother alumni and fans. Get spoilers. Rant about who you don't like. Tell us who you love. What do you think about certain alliances? Call in, listen, or join the chat room. The Big Brother Report is the new word for all things Big Brother.
Holy shit, it's the Big Brother Report.
Welcome, everybody, to Get Real LOL Big Brother Canada 3 Finale Week Edition. And without further ado, let's get this party started.
Corporate approved memos, lead a workshop, remember birthdays, direct workflow, my own bathroom, micromanage.
Hello, everybody.
Hello. All right, guys, we got Cammy on the line. Now let's go ahead and track down Claudia. Hello there, hey. Claudia.
Hello, hello, hello.
What's going on?
Oh, my gosh. It just, so much. So much.
Personally so much. Or with Big Brother?
Yes.
Well, it's our last show. Yeah, our last show of the Big Brother Canada season. With a lot to talk about.
A ton to talk about.
Claudia, who's our Big Brother insider, our Big Brother investigator, our Big Brother everything, why don't you catch the people up who aren't watching the feeds or might have missed something? Why don't you catch them up and take them on where we are at the current moment?
All right. So feeds are down. We haven't had feeds for several days now because we knew that the surprise eviction was coming. That aired last night. We know that Brittany went to the jury house. And in my opinion, she totally deserved to go to the jury house. I've been so rooting for Brittany for so long, but you know in Big Brother that there's going to be a comp about what happened on what days and all of that stuff. And that's the POV comp that she not only failed, but she quit. She quit. How do you quit that comp? You know it's coming. She took an hour and a half and then quit. So that right there, she just blew it for me. And so she's in the jury house. The last Twisto's twist that we have, that Big Brother left us hanging with last night.
Right.
We know that there is a 10-person jury, and everybody's been speculating that Canada would be the split jury vote, but we haven't seen anything on the website, and nothing's been happening there. Well, then we found out last night that the final three actually had to choose which of the current jury members to kick off the jury.
Okay, now who do we think, who's voting who?
Well, they had to come to a unanimous decision. And so Sarah immediately said she didn't want Brittany
right.
or Cindy with an S. She did not want them voted off. A lot of people were confused about the Cindy thing and thought she would choose Willow. But if you think back, when Cindy came back into the house, she and Sarah got very, very close. A lot of people have forgotten that aspect. So she chose those two. Ashley chose Zach and Peely as her two. And when we left it, Bruno was like, I don't know. And Ashley and Sarah were getting really frustrated, especially Ashley, with him refusing to choose, you know, people he thought would be on his side. So, you know, it's a real toss-up. Social media is speculating that it will be JP because he doesn't hardcore have any one person's side. I can see it being Bruno or Bobby too. A lot of people say that they would probably go to Ashley. But we know from our interview with Bruno that he would actually probably vote for Sarah because of gameplay. So it's all just up in the air right now. I don't know.
Okay, well, I personally, I want it to be Bruno. I want Bruno to be voted off the jury.
And why do you want him voted off the jury?
I just didn't like, it's about Willow and Sarah. I didn't like how he went on to the jury and pretty much told Willow a half-truth. Yes, Sarah voted Willow gone. I agree, but he didn't tell her the whole truth. So that left a bad taste in my mouth. I personally haven't really been a fan of Bruno's all season to begin with. So I think that it should be Bruno that should be voted off the jury.
And I would be okay with that. I did like Bruno. I didn't like some of the things that he said or some of the ways he kind of came off. I think a lot of that was just being in the house and emotional gameplay. My assumption is still that Bruno is a good guy. Obviously, he's a family man. I think he just, you know, let some of his emotions get control of him. But I agree. The way that he handled the Willow Sarah thing, not cool. You know, not trying to manipulate, or the way he was trying to manipulate
Willow.
The jury at that point. And hopefully Britt gets a chance to talk to Willow and kind of lets her know what really was up.
Yeah, I hope so.
Once we know they edit it, we don't get to see the whole thing of what they're talking about and discussing, and they want us to see what they want us to see.
Right. So yeah, I think it'll be interesting. Big Brother put out a couple of pictures from the sideshow. We know sideshow was taped already this afternoon. Sorry for those of you that thought sideshow was live. It is not. It's always taped. So Big Brother put out a couple of pictures. One that shows the 10 or the 9 currently. We know that one of the final three will be coming to jury as well. But so the 9 current jury members, and then the 4 initial evicted house guests. So we got to see, you know, them sitting there in the studio audience, you know, all dressed in their nice stuff.
And their Sunday best.
Yes, and their Sunday best. You know, Britt didn't get the opportunity to wear what she had been talking about as her eviction dress, her silver dress. So she is wearing that in her sideshow picture. And talking about finale, there's been a lot of people I've seen on social media, both through Twitter and on our Facebook page, that thought that finale was taped today. And we know that it's not taped today. Sideshow was.
Right.
But finale will be live tomorrow. And Cammy, do you want to let people know what we've got going on with finale?
We are beyond excited. We've been invited by Big Brother Canada to partake and be at the finale and be in the backyard for interviews this year. We are beyond excited. We will be interviewing the winner in the HOH room. We will be in the backyard. We will be interviewing Arissa. We will be there. And huge thank you to them for allowing us to do that. There's so many people behind the scenes here. I know it's our last show, but I want to give a huge shout out to all the live updaters that work for Get Real. Our forum, getrealforum.com, was showing minute-by-minute happenings inside the Big Brother Canada house, and these incredible people took time out of their lives and would let you guys know what's going on in the house 24/7. So a huge shout-out to everybody, and just everybody at Get Real that are behind the scenes and work nonstop. And look, we're going to be in the backyard, and it's so exciting. And I do believe, though, and Shady, you're going to have to clarify this for me, that we can't broadcast anything till 1 a.m. on Thursday?
I think it's 1 a.m. and maybe 3 a.m., but sometime on Thursday we'll be able to broadcast everything. We'll have to check the time, but
yeah,
nobody's going to be up that late anyway, but yes. After when we can broadcast stuff, you will see it live.
I don't think no one is allowed to. I believe until 1 a.m., Wednesday into Thursday, and then Thursday, and that's basically for the final three, and then Thursday is actually the backyard interviews. So just keep a mental note of that, people.
Yeah, just because you don't see anything from us right after finale, keep in mind Big Brother Canada does not do the backyard interviews the way Big Brother US does. So if you're thinking mentally, you know, oh, I'm going to, you know, go to live feeds or I'm going to do this or that to get those interviews,
right,
it doesn't happen that way.
After the show, yeah. They're going to be Thursday. But we will have the final three, again, Wednesday into Thursday morning. And depending on our editor and how it goes, we'll see how early we can get everything up on Thursday. And I do want to let everybody know that we have relaunched a brand new website for Get Real and the Big Brother Report. It's now combined. So you can get Big Brother Australia, Canada, U.S., 24/7. You can get all the other reality shows that we cover, which is like 30 of them. Everything is now housed in one spot at GetRealLOL.com. Our brand new state of the website is up and running. We still have some things to do, but it's pretty much, I'd say, about 80%. And we are also excited to announce that we do have the live feeds on sale starting today. So if you go to GetRealLOL.com, you can click our link to buy the feeds. And when you do click our link, you are automatically going to be put into a contest to win an official Big Brother HOH robe and a Big Brother tumbler. I remember last year somebody won. They were beyond excited. The HOH robe is pretty friggin' cool. Let me tell you.
No kidding.
It's pretty cool.
I'd like one.
But again, the website, we're going to have everything the same. We're going to have the forum for Big Brother 24/7, what's going on inside the house. That's on the website. We're going to have our app is up there. It's called BB Updates, and you can get that in the iOS, through iOS, or if you have, I can't think.
Apple
or Android. It's called BB Updates. Right on your phone, so if you're at work or whatever, you can see what's going on inside BB17 nonstop. We have that up on the website. We are going to have blogs and recaps and games and anything imaginable. So when you get a chance, look at GetRealLOL.com and you'll see everything.
The other thing that I want to mention is, since we're going to be in the backyard, we want to know what questions you have for the house guests, any and all of them. You know, we've been doing eviction interviews every week and gathering the questions that you have and asking those in our interviews every week. And we want to continue that because we're a group for you. We're a group for the fans. We're fans ourselves. So what you need to do is go to Get Real LOL Big Brother Canada, and there is a post on that page that says Get Real LOL is going to be on the green carpet, the backyard green carpet, get it?
And that's in our Facebook group.
Yes, this is on our Facebook group. And on that post, post any question that you have any of the house guests, from Risha all the way to whoever the finale winner is. We want your questions so that our correspondent, when they go into the house to do those interviews, they're asking your questions. We don't have preset questions that Big Brother gives us. We don't have preset questions that we've created ourselves. We want your questions. And that way, when we're able to release all that, all those interviews, your questions are what you're going to hear answers to.
Yeah.
So make sure you Facebook, Get Real LOL Big Brother Canada, find that green carpet post and put your questions in there. Make sure you say who it's for and what your question is, because we want to represent you in the backyard.
Excellent, Claudia. Excellent. Thanks. And you'll get a shout-out, too. If we ask your question, we're going to let the house guests know it's from you.
Absolutely. Because, again, we're fans ourselves. And, you know, all of our updaters and bloggers and, you know, everybody that Cammy was just talking about, we're all fans, every last one of us.
Unfortunately. Ride or die.
We are, you know, and that's kind of been a catchphrase on Big Brother Canada this year, this whole ride or die thing. And, you know, whether your favorite was voted out first or is still in the house, when it comes to Big Brother, we're all ride or die all the way to the end.
Right.
We let everybody express their opinion on who their favorites are, all of that. So let's talk about the final three. We've got Godfrey, Ashley, and Sarah still in the house. Who do you want to see win of those three and why?
Sarah.
And why?
She was my pick to win from the very day one. I just think that she's played an amazing game as well, and I think she's the only one deserving of the final three.
Cammy, what do you think?
Sarah has been my pick from the beginning as well. I used to believe before Ashley started winning a couple vetoes that no matter who she sat next to, she had it locked. If it is her and Ashley, being who's in the jury, I think it's 50-50, but I do want Ashley to take it all. I'm sorry. I do want Sarah to take it all.
Okay, I was just going to say, really? you know, Brittany had been my pick from the beginning.
Right.
You know, like I mentioned at the top of the show, her POV just crushed me.
Right.
You know, as a super fan, as any sort of a Big Brother fan, you know that comp is going to be there. You know it's going to be there. And how she could fail that so and then quit.
But, you know, we see that so many times in Big Brother. How could they have done this? Or how could they have listened to that person? And that's what happens. You get so personally connected to the game, to the person who you like, and you get pissed off, really.
You do, but, you know, her best bud in, you know, her ride or die in the house, Sarah, said in her DR, I study those every night. I study it every night. And so why didn't Britt know those better? I mean, she basically said, I don't know any of this.
Right.
And so that really frustrated me.
She got lazy. And, you know, her and Sarah were winning back-to-back nonstop. And
right.
Maybe she thought, I don't know this. Oh, well, I'll get through it. And that's all it takes is that one yep. thought in your head, and you're screwed.
So I will round out our threesome with my throwing my vote in for Sarah as well. She really played, you know, like she said, with her back against the wall, pretty much the whole game through. She has won comp. She has done a social game. You know, she's the house was obviously divided. So yeah, she's got my vote to win. There's people on our Facebook page, but I've been part of a kind of back and forth discussion with several people today about whether or not Godfrey should win.
No.
And exactly. You know, and people have said, you know, he, you know, the whole sleeping giant thing. And my question is, he said the sleeping giant had awoken, but we never saw him do anything.
Right, he never woke up.
He still kept throwing comps. At this point, I don't know if he can win comps or not. I really have no idea.
Unless it's a sleeping comp or being able to quit comps or throw comps, then he won't ever be able to win a comp.
I think Godfrey thinks he's in the real world San Diego house.
Why'd you have to use San Diego house? San Diego was like millions of years ago.
Because that's where I think he is. That's where I think he thinks he is. Does he have a shot? Yes. You never know. You got a bitter jury. They're like, hey, that's our man. Look, you know, he was always talking crap and he made it to, you don't know. But it's got to be Sarah. But again, if it's Sarah and Ashley in the final two, plus the fact that Sarah was intimate with, I'm sorry, I'm getting everybody's name wrong. Ashley was intimate with Zach, and, you know, I know Sarah has Willow pulling for her, but, you know, I think it's more of a chance of a 50-50. But, okay, we all want Sarah. Go Sarah.
Absolutely. I got to throw something in about this finale tomorrow night. You asked at the top of the show, Cammie, you know, if there was so much going on in my personal life or Big Brother life, and I said both. So here's the thing. This is how much of a junkie I am. So for those that don't know me, I'm actually moving tomorrow. And I won't get internet or cable hooked up until Friday.
Oh.
So I have some friends in town. They're not Big Brother people at all. Bless their hearts. Love them to pieces. They're going to let me come over to their house and use their internet so that I can watch finale tomorrow.
Aww. Wait, you're still gonna have cell phone access, correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so I could do a hotspot through my phone and do it at my place, but, you know, I'll go to their place and have a couple of drinks and you know, chill. And but, you know, I'm not gonna have internet. I'm moving. It's gonna be a long, exhausting day. But it's finale day, and I'm going to watch finale.
Does anybody remember the good old days where you would watch Big Brother and then go to Super Pass?
Yes.
And watch Missy and Spicy? Did you watch it then, Shady?
No, I never watched the Super Pass stuff, no.
Those were the good old days, and they would sit there and have a talk show, and you can call in and vent and my wish for the next Big Brother coming up, which is BBUS, BB17, will it be All-Stars, will it not be All-Stars, whatever. My wish for the upcoming Big Brother is to have more drama. BB16, BB Can 2, were they incredible? Were they the best season so far? Me personally, I don't think so. But I'm hoping Big Brother US 17 brings it, where we're glued to the feeds and, you know, glued to our computers and our TV, and I want to get back to those days.
Now, did you hear what BB 17 is half the house is rumored to be?
No.
There's a rumor going around that at least half the house will be comprised of the first evictees of the season's past.
Now, that rumor was last year, too.
It's going around stronger than ever this year. And, like, if guys, you don't know what I'm talking about, like, Joey was evicted, Jody, then, of course, David, different things like that.
Last year, I remember, up until I think the show came on, we were all convinced that it was either blood versus water. Remember?
Yep.
Blood versus water, or All-Stars. And we thought we had it. And I think 90% of the people that live on social media for Big Brother thought it was too. I mean, they did an unbelievable job of pulling that off. But again, BB17, bring it.
Speaking of which, casting has posted on Twitter that all of the house guests for BB17 have been confirmed and notified. So, if you had put your stuff in, if you'd auditioned and you haven't heard anything, I'm sorry to break it to you, but you are not getting in this year. But we'd love to have you join us and get in with our crew and do all the fun, crazy stuff that we do. So, you know, tweet us or Facebook us or all that fun stuff. We would love to have you join us.
We took on the crazy task during Big Brother US of coming on 3 days a week every time Big Brother ended on the East Coast. Will we do that again this year? I don't know. It was crazy. Am I right or am I right?
Oh, my goodness. We were on all the time.
It was a lot. But we have to see what our lineups are. You know, we also have our YouTube channel. And if you go to GetRealLOL.com and hit our YouTube channel, we have Neha on there. We have Johnny that we've done interviews with and lots of fun stuff on there. But we also have other shows that we do for reality TV. So depending on the schedule and what we're doing, we might do it 3 times a week. We might do it twice, once. I don't know. And also, not to change the subject, if you are a Real Housewives fan and you watch any Real Housewives franchise,
Pajama Party,
PJ Party, we are hosting the first and biggest online Real Housewives Pajama Party. Now, Get Real has about 30 groups on Facebook. So you just search in Get Real LOL and then put the show that you like. Get Real LOL Big Brother. Get Real LOL Big Brother Canada. Get Real LOL Dance Moms. Whatever it may be. So if you go to Get Real LOL, oh my God, I can't even think. Get Real LOL Bravo, you'll see it in there as well. It's June 8th at 8 p.m. It's 1 hour before the OC premiere. You don't need to be loving the OC franchise. We're going to talk all housewives. But the event is on there. There's about 900 people going already, and we're not even close to the event yet. And what it's going to be is it's going to be interactive. We're going to be on the radio simultaneously on the Facebook group, and fans are going to call in, and it's going to be crazy. And we're going to have a PJ contest and prizes, and check that out.
Yep, and also don't forget that well, speaking of, not only for Big Brother 17 coming up, but Caitlin and Parrish, who have done our Big Brother Canada YouTube recap, will also be covering Big Brother 17 for us as well on our YouTube channel.
Excellent.
So.
Okay, final thoughts of the Big Brother Canada season.
It's been the twisty crazy season. I mean you guys know I follow several different Big Brothers. They've done some twists that I haven't seen before. Am I a total fan of all that? I'm more of a purist. I like the original format where it's much more the social thing. I agree you have to have some twists. Was this overdone? Yeah, in my personal opinion, it was overdone. But still, it was a good season. I'm looking forward to seeing who gets kicked off the jury. And I'm looking forward to our correspondents' interviews in the backyard. I'm just beyond excited about that.
I want to talk about the twist. I don't mind the twist, because let me tell you something. Everybody complaining that there was too many twists this season. If there was no twist, you would complain. If there was half the twist, you would complain. Big Brother fans complain all the time. We're complainers, let's be honest. To me, the more twists, the better, because I need more drama. I need more than three people hooking up and a comp here or there. And I want to see twists. I want to see things I've never seen before. So I love the Big Brother Canada twist, and I hope it's rolling out the carpet and extending their hand to BBUS, who does not do a lot of twists, who plays it safe all the time. Big Brother Canada incorporated some of Big Brother Australia's strategies and games.
Yes, they did.
I have discussed this. It was great. And Big Brother Canada played my game that
yes,
we play on here, which is distort the voice of the house guest and who said what. You're welcome, BB Canada. And so I don't mind the twist. My end note on the season is, was it the best cast? Was it the best Canada I've seen, in my opinion? No. Did I still like it? Yes, because I love Big Brother. And go, Sarah. Shady?
Well, you know, Big Brother Canada had Bobby, it had Cindy, but my question is, where's Marsha?
It's a valid point. I've totally
Seriously,
missed
though.
Marsha.
They did announce that, right?
The only time that we saw Marsha was when they were doing the Across the Canada task in the backyard, and they actually ran into Marsha.
Right, a run-in.
Yeah. That's the only time we saw Marsha. I totally agree, Shady. Bring Marsha back. We missed
yeah,
the movie.
I loved Marsha.
Marsha needs to be on next season. It really was not the same without her. I would take Marsha over some of these twists any day. You don't need to have like the returning house guests in there. I think we had three returning house guests this season. Gary and Ika, of course, helped with get them ready for the award show.
Yeah,
and then John and the diaper visit them as well. I would take seeing Marsha over that. I really would. Because, and just real quick, I know that we're going to be wrapping up the show, but what does everybody think about Caleb from BB16 now being cast on Survivor before we go?
I think it's great. I mean, when you watch Survivor, when you know someone as far as not being a Survivor person already, I think it's great. He's crazy. Caleb's nuts. We all saw it. We all witnessed it. If you watch the live feeds, you know he's crazy, and he's going to bring it. So I think it's great.
I think he's a great fit. Absolute great fit. One thing I want to throw out before we go, about the sideshow. You know, we were talking about, you know, John and those guys coming back into the house. Please, Big Brother, please get rid of Gary and Peter. They bore me to tears. I just can't stand them. Please do rotating house guests, do house guests from this year. Do something different, but please, for the love of all that is Big Brother, get rid of them.
And there's Claudia's final notes. And I want to say a huge thank you to everybody that listens to us, everybody who is on our Facebook pages, everybody who goes to our forum, everybody who watches our YouTube shows. A huge thank you to you guys. We do it for you, and a huge thank you to Global TV and Big Brother Canada for allowing us to be a part of this crazy Big Brother world.
Thanks to Cammy, our big kahuna, and thanks to Shady, our on-air manager. You guys do an awesome job, and
you're right there, Claudia.
I just love you guys. That's
love,
all.
Love, 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 love. All right, Shady, take us out.
So- Well, and also, guys, keep an ear out, because from what I'm hearing, there will be two Big Brother house guests also coming up on The Amazing Race. So, until next time, guys, I'm Shady.
Cammie.
Claudia.
All right, enjoy Big Brother Canada. Enjoy the sideshow. Tomorrow night's the finale. And get ready for Big Brother 17.
Keep it real.
Big Brother is finally back.
If you like social psychology, if you enjoy entertainment, if you just like watching people be people in the weirdest place on earth.
Big Brother is just so big.
The house is bananas. The cast is incredible.
Thank you for joining the Big Brother Report. Get ready for Big Brother like never before. Brother ends on TV, we continue on. Hosted by Big Brother alumni and fans. Get spoilers. Rant about who you don't like. Tell us who you love. What do you think about certain alliances? Call in, listen, or join the chat room. The Big Brother Report is the new word for all things Big Brother.
Holy shit! It's the Big Brother Report!